Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of my podcast, Sincerely Jada, hosted by yours truly, Jada Amoy. And if this is your very first time listening, this podcast is dedicated to learning and unlearning. So a few housekeeping things, and I hope that's okay, but either way, it's my podcast, so it better be. You'll notice now that episodes are going to be uploaded on Sundays. So bi-weekly on Sundays, and that was the original kind of timeline that we followed at the beginning of this podcast. So I'm basically going back to my roots because Wednesdays wasn't really given the vibes, I don't think. But I hope everyone is doing well. I hope you have been enjoying the first episode of the podcast so far, and I hope that you're continuing to get caught up on previous episodes. A lot of y'all be asking me, oh, when's the next episode? When's the next episode? But it's like, are you caught up though? Have you slid into my Instagram DMs and gave me suggestions for what you want to see in the future? But before I get into this episode, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a longer intro because I've been really feeling proud of how far this podcast has gone. If you know me personally, you know that a couple years ago, I really didn't speak, always had some type of grungy, upset look on my face. And I feel like this podcast is helping me express more of my emotions, be open. I know that I've had a lot of conversations with people who have been enjoying getting to know me, but have also been able to relate with me on some of the things I've been discussing on this podcast. So I just want to say a huge thank you because the community that I've been able to build has definitely been a safe space for me. And I hope that it continues to grow as this podcast grows. With that being said, I'd like to find a lot more ways to incorporate my personality into this podcast because as much as I want to do guest episodes or more serious discussions, I also want to be lighthearted. I want to talk about different topics and show you my funny side, the side of me that makes weird voices and just the sassy side that you've probably picked up on as well. So if you have any ideas of segments I could do, things that you would want me to talk about, whether it's unpopular opinions or just a way that I can introduce each episode on kind of a lighthearted, fun note, let me know. And I will shout you out on this podcast if you give me a little bit of ideas. So I don't know if that's an incentive, but yeah. The final thing I want to note is that you'll notice that for the remainder of season 3, there will mostly be solo episodes. I've had guests in the past and it's been a great experience, but I definitely want to get more into my thoughts, more into my world, which I'm sure is why a lot of you are tuning in. Just wanted to say those things so that you're aware moving forward. So without further ado, let's get into why we're all here today and let's talk about trust issues. So some time ago, someone anonymously, that word is actually really hard to say, someone anonymously submitted a question asking if I've ever dealt with trust issues. And I was originally going to address that in a Q&A, but I figured I'd just do an episode because trust issues are such a prevalent and complicated subject that a lot of people deal with. And it's seen as pretty normal to be distrusting of people around you, especially in the context of new relationships and new friendships. But some people might take it as far as adopting a trust no one mentality, which can be pretty harmful. And I am one of those people, not at the current point, but I've definitely had that mentality at some points in my life, and that wasn't really the best approach to take. So I figured I would be a good person to speak on this subject anyway. Today, I'll start by going through some of the signs that you have trust issues. I've done some research on the topic so that I don't spew rubbish, and then I'll relate them to myself. So I'll discuss if that sign or that specific struggle relates to me and share different experiences I have with trust issues in specific romantic relationships and friendships. So in prepping for this episode, I came across a website called Choosing Therapy, which provides resources for people experiencing mental health issues and different issues with themselves or their relationships. So essentially, they have a list of signs that you may have trust issues. It's longer than what I'll be discussing in this episode. So if you want to look into this more deeply, you can check the episode notes for the link to this website. But also, you can listen closely to see if any of this resonates with you because that might expose that you might have a little bit of trust issues. Firstly, you focus on the negative. So you find it hard to focus on positive aspects of a friendship or a relationship. You're constantly focusing on someone's negative traits and assuming the worst, even in cases where it might not be warranted. Next, you feel the need to do everything yourself. So this is someone you might describe as hyper-independent. So you have a hard time allowing others to show up for you. You don't feel comfortable delegating tasks to others because you don't really trust them to do as they say they'll do. Another one, you pick fights. So you're hyper aware of small things. that might cause you to bring up the same issues over and over again. But essentially, this is someone who's always starting fights. Maybe sometimes it's warranted, but other times you might be able to admit that you might be, you know, making something out of nothing. Next, you hold grudges. So you have a hard time letting things go and forgiving, even for smaller issues. So this might be someone who holds people's mistakes over their head, maybe not intentionally, but you don't really offer people much room to grow or change. Next, you're a loner. So you prefer to keep to yourself and you don't really open up to others because you feel it's safer to just kind of stay to yourself. Another one is you smother the people you love. So this is someone you might describe as codependent. You just kind of want to protect them and hover around them so you can keep them close and keep them in your life. This next one, I'm about to get some of you with this one. You spy on people. So this might be someone who constantly feels the need to verify what people are telling you instead of taking their word for it. So this can mean searching through someone's phone, checking someone's location, with the intent to make sure that they are where they said they are. You might have someone's location. You might, you know, browse it every now and then, see how far they are from your house. But if you're checking it with the intent to make sure that they're going where they said they're going, that might mean you have a little bit of trust issues. And some other examples are, you know, let's say your friend tells you something and you don't believe them. You might ask another friend to see if they can back up their story. So essentially, you're just trying to double check the information they're giving you because you don't really trust that they're telling the truth. So I have two more. This one is kind of an obvious one. So you avoid commitment. So you're avoiding situations and relationships where you have to go deeper than the surface. So this one is actually one that I was thinking about on my own. I think constant reassurance. So it's not necessarily spying, but I think it's done for similar reasons sometimes. So when you don't trust someone's feelings, you constantly feel the need to ask questions, to follow up, or get information out of them. And you might think this is because you need reassurance, but if you never trusted their word to begin with, then that can explain why no amount of reassurance is ever enough. I'm going to get specifically into which one of those signs relates to me and my experience with trust issues. And I'm being honest because this is my podcast where I come for myself sometimes. I do have an issue at times focusing on the negative. So that can cause me to fixate on the worst case scenario, jump to conclusions, make assumptions. Some of the conclusions that I've jumped to in my life, I could have broken my leg from jumping that far. I'm admitting that. Like sometimes I can struggle to appreciate the positive. And I think we can all really relate to that. No matter how much of a positive person you say you are, our brains as humans sometimes naturally bring us to the negative. There's a few instances where someone really came through for you, they treated you well. But in that one instance that was really important to you, they let you down. Like it's easier to hyperfixate and hyperfocus on that one instance. And of course, if that person's constantly letting you down, then it's warranted. But in situations where someone just has a bad day or might have, you know, one bad trait that's actually pretty tolerable, it's not always as fair to focus on the negative. So that's something that I struggle with. The second one is probably the biggest sign that lets me know that I might have a little bit of trust issues, or I might have had trust issues at specific points, because I will say it's gotten better. But anyway, you feel the need to do everything yourself. So I said this earlier, but now I'm relating it to me. Because I know what it's like to be let down, I can sometimes be really hyper independent. So I'll do everything by myself because that way I can make sure things get done. Because I hate being in the position where I'm kind of waiting on somebody else. So that causes me sometimes, like I'll ask somebody to do something for me and I already just start doing it. And for that other person, it's probably annoying. But me, I'm not really putting trust in the other person. I'm not really trusting their ability, their word. So I am kind of taking it upon myself to do things, even if I've already asked them to. So that's something I struggle with sometimes, because at the end of the day, it is sometimes pretty hard to put your trust in other people in order to accomplish things. In reality, people do things on their own time. People forget. People sometimes can be unreliable for any number of reasons. So that trusting people to do things that ideally you know sometimes you can do for yourself is sometimes pretty difficult. That demonstrates trust issues because ideally you shouldn't have to do everything yourself and you should be able to delegate tasks to others. And if you're going to ask someone for help or let someone know that you need support with a certain thing, you should be able to trust that they're going to come through for you without trying to meddle or trying to intervene or just having that I'll do it myself attitude. So another one is you hold grudges. I think that this is something that I'm getting better at, to be honest, but I can say that naturally I wouldn't say I'm the most forgiving person. Sometimes because I am willing to do so much for a person, when people don't come through for me and they don't really give me a reason why, or they don't communicate the reason why to me. They just kind of don't follow through. They don't do as they say they'll do. That's usually a reason why I'll hold a grudge. And grudges that I hold sometimes, I don't really realize that I'm holding them. I just tend to hold on very tightly to emotions, especially pain. Like if someone makes me feel pain, then I hold on to that. And then I won't really realize it's a grudge. But in the next instance, I might move differently with that person, not really realizing that I'm kind of hanging whatever happened over them. Feelings of betrayal, feelings of being disregarded, those are all feelings that I feel very deeply because I have a lot of experience with those emotions. So they can sometimes be very difficult to process and move on from. But yeah, so that's how I relate to that specific sign of trust issues. There's two more that I relate to very heavily. So the fourth one is you're a loner. So at many points in my life, I stayed to myself. I remember at different points in like high school or different points in my life, even in university, I didn't really keep that many friends at certain points because I had some different issues. Like I had sometimes some negative experiences. I've often dealt with the feeling of feeling like I'm more invested in a relationship or a friendship than the other person. So because of that, I've isolated myself at different points to just kind of keep to myself because at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, these people don't really value me for real. So instead of crying about it, let me just be by myself. That way I can protect myself and I can care for myself. And because of that, that demonstrates trust issues because you're not really opening up and being vulnerable with other people. You're not allowing people to be your friend or to be around you because you're just kind of really distrusting. I had a lot of walls up. When I moved to university, I was very skeptical about relationships, about friendships, about people in general. And that was just kind of out of fear. Whatever it was out of, I was just skeptical. I was not really open to inviting new bonds into my life. So that was a specific point that I can say I definitely dealt with trust issues on another level. My first couple years of university, which happened to be the time that I met my fiance. Look at God, because I was very closed off and we'll get into it. The last one that I really relate to is you smother the people you love. So this is something that I relate to. And because I've dealt with the feeling of investing time with people, investing myself into people and realizing that, okay, this person does not really mess with me the way that I mess with them. This has led me to be very smothering, like wanting to spend a lot of time, talk frequently sometimes in order to secure my spot. And this is specifically, I think, with friends that I've done this. And that's not a good thing. And yeah, that sounds really bad. And it's not as extreme as what I'm describing, but sometimes I can be smothering or want to like be around people a lot just because I have that trust issue. I'm like, are they going to stay around? Are they going to follow through with what they say they're going to do? I'm not too sure, so I better keep them close to me. So yeah, that's just kind of a summary of how I relate to all those different signs of trust issues. And I hope that a lot of you are also able to relate to my kind of description of those things, because we talk about having all these close friendships and all these close relationships, but I think it's really hard to trust people sometimes, especially when you've had experiences where, you know, you thought things were one certain way, but then it turned out to be a whole other, experience for you. So I think that feeling of being blindsided in relationships and friendships can contribute to you kind of having a difficult time overcoming trust issues and learning to be vulnerable, learning to open up yourself to different people because you've had experiences in the past where you did that and it wasn't a really nice experience. I hope you're all enjoying the episode so far. I wanted to talk to you quickly about a podcast that I've been enjoying that I think you all will enjoy as well. So I've been listening to Behind the Silk, which is a self-care podcast by Erica Nicole. She has her own skincare brand, and she also talks about a lot of topics related to health and wellness to allow people to better unwind and cope with stress. And I listened to an episode not too long ago that was about nutrition and anxiety. It was episode 34, and I really resonated with this episode because one thing about me, I be feeling a little sad sometimes, and we don't realize sometimes that that's related to what we're eating. So episode 34 of her podcast is definitely something I'd like you all to check out. And I wanted to give you a little treat. So I invited Erica to give us a little snippet of what her podcast is about so that you can tune in if you're interested in. And you'll be able to find the link to her podcast in the episode notes of this episode.
Hey, beautiful people. This is Erica from the Behind the Silk podcast, a show dedicated to help you prioritize yourself, and explore different self-care practices. I want to take a brief moment and talk to you about giving yourself grace. We all know adulting is a little ghetto. We're juggling work, relationships, trying to maintain a semblance of a social life, all while trying to keep our sanity. It's a lot. So here are five things you can do to lighten your load and give yourself grace to learn and grow unapologetically. First, take a moment each day for self-reflection. Ask yourself, what do I need right now? Secondly, recognize the moments when you're being too hard on yourself. Then challenge negative thoughts and replace them with affirmations. Next, surround yourself with a support system that encourages and uplifts you. And most importantly, partake in self-care practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul, such as listening to my podcast, Behind the Silk. If you want to take some more time to pour into yourself, give episode 32 a listen, where we do a sound bath session to help you unwind and de-stress, something I'm sure we can all appreciate. All right, now back to your show.
So I think that's a good segue into moving the conversation away from some of the signs to some of the causes of trust issues. A lot of people's trust issues likely come from past trauma, whether that be, you know, your childhood, maybe growing up, you had some certain things occur that really impacted the way that you viewed the world. Or maybe you were in a previous relationship, you were lied to, you were cheated on, you were treated in a way that was really harsh. So it's kind of hard to let go of those experiences and expect better from another person once you've seen that. And some other causes, low self-esteem. So if you feel poorly about yourself, naturally, of course, it's going to be pretty hard for you to trust when other people big you up and hype you up and make you feel good about yourself because you don't view yourself that way. Another one is abandonment issues. So a lot of people have, you know, experiences where they had someone leave them throughout their lives, which really impacted them and left them feeling unlovable, left them feeling abandoned, and left them feeling like not worthy of love, essentially. So that can contribute to you maybe holding on to people or spying on them or really having hovering behavior over them because you are kind of having that attitude that they're going to leave you just like everybody else has in your life. I'm talking about people who actually have abandonment issues because sometimes there's people who are very manipulative and might tell you, oh, you know, you're just going to leave me like my dad did, but they're actually literally abusing you or ruining your life and they're trying to guilt you by telling you that their dad left. But it's okay. That's not what we're talking about today. So I think another cause of trust issues that's not talked about enough, but is really relevant to today's society is the way other people's experiences often influence us. So especially with the rise of social media, you can oftentimes see people's negative experiences and people sharing their stories in a way where they're almost projecting it on you. Like they are telling you, oh, this is what happened in my relationship. This is what happened in my friendship. So look out for these signs. And you're kind of taking that as though it's the blueprint or the guide as to how to navigate interpersonal relationships. So for example, you might see content saying, if a friend doesn't like a few of your Instagram pictures, that can be equated with being jealous of you and you should watch out for them. And now all of a sudden you're looking at your close friend saying, this person is jealous of me. This person is this and this person is that. So sometimes scrolling on these social media apps like Twitter and TikTok can plant seeds of doubt in our relationships with other people because we're taking on other people's experiences, other people's views, other people's kind of standards of what they accept and won't accept in relationships as our own. Especially if you have like a close friend who gets cheated on, now you're starting to feel pessimistic because she's sharing her experience with you and kind of maybe projecting some of it on you, or you just kind of seeing that person go through it makes you feel as though all men are the same or all women are the same, which is a whole other topic that I'm not going to touch on, child, because I don't agree with that. So yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, taking on other people's opinions of your own, listening to them, talking to them about your problems, listening to their problems and looking to see how it relates to your personal life can really lead you to develop some trust issues and some really harmful and negative opinions about your different friendships and your relationships. But I think specifically for me, I think my trust issues came from low self-esteem. And I've talked about my self-esteem issues on the podcast, but please let me know if you want me to do a specific episode on like low self-esteem and how I overcame that, because that is one of the specific topics and reasons why I started this podcast. But essentially, I struggled with low self-esteem for a long time. And I'll say that if I'm being honest and transparent, my self-esteem is still not where I think I would want it to be. It's not as low anymore, though, especially when it comes to my character and who I am. I would say that my self-esteem is pretty high. But I sometimes would doubt people's intentions with me, not because I was doubting that specific person, but because I didn't see my own value. So it's really easy to kind of doubt someone's intentions and say, this person is just kind of stringing me along, or they're just trying to tell me all these sweet nothings. Or maybe this person is pretending to like me because you are kind of pretending to like yourself. It's hard to imagine someone else viewing you on a pedestal, someone else viewing you so highly or treating you well. You might think that someone's trying to get one over on you or trying to get close to you to get close to someone else just because you don't see the reasons as to why somebody would want to be around you. You don't see the reasons as to why somebody would want to talk to you because you don't see yourself as valuable or as enough. And that really made me very distrustful in people in general, specifically in romantic relationships, because before I came to university, I was never somebody who was approached in that way. When I started to get that attention and when I started to be seen in that way, it really made me very skeptical because I was like, why are people seeing me in this way? Why are people trying to talk to me? Like, what do they want from me? It can't just be because I'm what they want. I can't just be their type. And that really contributed to some strong trust issues because I was always kind of viewing people through the lens of my own self-esteem issues. I've said it in previous episodes, but nobody ever wants to admit that their self-esteem is not high because we all want to appear confident and all of these things. But when your self-esteem is low, more often than not, you're going to project that on other people. And you're going to think that whatever you're thinking about yourself is what they're thinking about you. And that makes you very distrusting, very skeptical. And oftentimes you'll push people away as a result of that. Another thing is I've had some negative experiences in life, mostly with friendships. Sometimes I feel like I walk on eggshells, specifically in friendships, because I don't know if I'm viewing the relationship the same way the other person is. And that's something that I struggle with present day, to be honest, because I've had these experiences where other people were like, oh my God, you're amazing. You're the best person ever. You're my best friend. You're everything to me. And they did not treat me like that. So because of that, I'm just like, when people are saying these things, like wanting to be around me, I'm kind of looking at them like, yeah, what's your angle? Am I maybe, you know, more attached to this person or more interested in being around this person than they are? So yeah, that's sometimes like a trust issue that I face, like sometimes trusting people's intentions and trusting that what people say is actually what they mean. But I think that there's some level of trust issues that are normal. Like naturally, it's not normal to go throughout your relationships and always feel extremely willing and extremely quick to trust someone and to put your faith into them, to open up about your secrets and to really let them see the real you. It's normal to have some level of trust issues, I think, especially at the beginning of an interpersonal relationship, whether that be romantic or, you know, otherwise. But I think there's a clear difference between trust issues caused by someone who you are friends with or in a relationship with, like their actual behavior versus just your own paranoia and negative thinking. So for example, if you have a friend who's literally lied to you a few times, I think it's fair to have a wall up with them and have some distrust there because they've proven to you that they are not honest and that they're capable of that certain behavior. But I think sometimes we have trust issues that are caused by previous situations or just caused by our own paranoia. Or like I said, they're caused by seeing what other people around you have gone through and kind of taking on that and keeping it in mind and really letting it influence how you interact with different people. For example, people who are like myself, it might have a touch of daddy issues. And I've touched on this in, I believe it was season 2, episode 4, my episode with my friend Tajay about tough love, etc. So you might be able to listen to that if you want to hear more specifically about my trust issues when it came to men, because I kind of touched on it like a little bit, not in much detail as I am in this episode. But in any case, I think that when you have like some experiences from different points in your life that were negative, you sometimes place the burden of those trust issues on other people. So it's a difference between someone who is actually showing you that they aren't trustworthy versus you just kind of assuming and just kind of projecting negative feelings onto them. I think that what's hard about trust issues is even though somebody may not have done a certain behavior or given you a reason to feel the way you feel, when you see in previous instances what people are capable of doing, It makes you very hyper aware of everything a person could do that could possibly hurt you. So you've seen in other instances, maybe you've seen like an aunt go through a certain experience, or you've seen a best friend be kind of screwed over by someone in her life. Like, it's hard to take those instances and just kind of let them fall off your back, because you're seeing in real time what people who love you, or what people who love the people that you care about, are capable of doing to them. So it's just like, what would make my experience any different? What would stop people from treating me in that way? But at the same time, it's unfair to expect another person to constantly jump through hoops in order to soothe your trust issues, especially if they haven't contributed to them. And I used to be one of those people who kind of took on that saying, trust no one. A lot of us probably felt we sounded so cool and so mysterious by saying, yeah, trust no one. I never trust people. I don't trust anyone but God, whatever. And that type of mindset is isolating, let me tell you, because one, it's not possible that there's no trustworthy people around you in this life. How is it possible that everyone you meet, whether it be family, friends, etc., are just so untrustworthy? And if you find that that's the case, then there's always a chance that you're not really opening yourself up to new people in your life who can potentially be trustworthy and can come through for you. So I think that that whole attitude of trusting no one, I definitely had that attitude when I was younger. I'll say like my whole early adolescence, I guess I was rebelling, but also my early adulthood, where I felt like, okay, I can't trust anyone. I can't trust people's intention, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, like it or not, you're going to have to let your guard down with at least one person in this life, and more people if you want a community. And at the end of the day, when it comes to overcoming trust issues, what I will say is a few key points. If your trust issues are brought about by low self-esteem, you may not want to hear it, because I definitely didn't, but you either need to actively work on your self-esteem, improving your relationship with yourself, or you should avoid being in a relationship, to be honest, because low self-esteem is such a disease. You can have someone who literally thinks you're the apple of their eye, you're the epitome of style and grace and everything good, but if you think that you're inferior, you will always distrust them. Like, you can ask for reassurance every single day, but at the end of the day, you are not going to feel any differently than how you feel, because how you feel comes from inside, whereas you're expecting somebody externally to help you and to make you feel better, whereas the issue that is making you feel the way you feel is actually within yourself. And until you address that, you're just going to drive that person away. And that's something that I definitely did find. I got to the point in my relationship where I had to kind of address my self-esteem issues, because it was becoming a problem. But in any case, you kind of have to address low self-esteem and realize that sometimes trust issues you have, you think it's because of another person's behavior, but it's actually because of low self-esteem. It's because of how you view yourself. You're kind of comparing yourself to other women. And that's why you feel like that person is cheating on you, because you think that there's so much people who are better options out there than you. You know, so I feel like checking self-esteem, checking to see if that might be the cause of your trust issues and working on that if it is. Another thing is learning to trust yourself. So this is something I definitely had to prioritize. People lie, okay? People will disappoint you. People will do shady things. And a lot of the time, it has nothing to do with you. They do those things because they want to do those things. You cannot control it. So if you sit there and you try and control someone's actions, if you try and, you know, look on the phone and spy on them all the time, do whatever you're doing to keep tabs on them or keep control over them, it's not going to work. You can't prevent people from disappointing you. It's life. People have been committing betrayals and backstabbing people since the literal beginning of the world. You cannot change that. But if you build up trust within yourself and focus on listening to yourself, then it becomes less about their actions, less about their character, and more about you. Because you will know that you can't control how people act, but if you're tuned into your own discernment, if you're tuned into your own gut feelings, then you don't really have to worry about catching people in lies, if you think about it. Because if you're tuned in with yourself, if you're focused on yourself and you listen to your inner thoughts, you listen to your gut feelings, you have a relationship with God, you have all these different sources of intuition, then you don't have to go looking for certain information. You don't have to go trying to catch people in lies, because you will trust yourself to catch on if something is off. And that kind of takes the power away from other people, because like I said, you cannot control another person's actions. And if you have trust issues and you're constantly trying to, you know, get to the bottom of everything and constantly questioning somebody, you're going to push them away regardless. Whereas you can really discover things about a person by simply letting things play out and paying attention. You know, just pay attention to the information that they're giving you. Sometimes when we go through something difficult or we have a bad friendship or a bad relationship, we begin to lose trust in ourselves. We start to question our ability to make proper decisions, to see through certain things. You question yourself and you say, why was I so stupid to believe that this person had genuine intentions when look at what they did? But in any case, you kind of have to trust yourself. When I started to build my trust with myself and realize that, Jada, you're actually a smart girl, you know? You actually are tuned in, like you're locked in, you have intuition, you're smart, you're intelligent. You don't need to go searching for information because you are such a smart, capable person that when something is off, when you are meant to no longer be involved with certain people, you will know. And you won't have to go out of your way to investigate in order to find the answers that you're looking for. And you need to tell yourself that. So another way that I address trust issues is by letting trust build gradually. So you don't have to open up to someone completely at the very first opportunity, which is what I used to do. But you can share slowly, like slowly start to build trust, because anything that's built too quickly is usually more likely to crash. When you build trust slowly, I feel like it allows you to become more comfortable over time because you're slowly opening up. You don't feel pressure to overexpose yourself or overshare with other people. And with that being said, give people opportunities to earn your trust. Like for example, when you need help, practice asking so that people have chances to help you. Because I feel like a lot of us are hyper independent and we kind of blame other people. Oh, I don't have anyone to help me with this. Or, oh, everyone around me is so useless. Whatever you might feel. But if you take it in, you never actually give people the opportunity to help you. You just kind of sit there playing it cool, pretending like you have everything all together because you don't really trust people to come through for you. In me doing that, I had to realize that I wasn't really allowing people opportunities to gain my trust because I wasn't giving them any chance to show me how I could really depend on them if I need to. A lot of people, especially in the beginning phases of a relationship or a friendship, they don't know you well, right? Like they're not going to just come and take something off your plate or just come and help you with something because they don't know your boundaries, right? So you kind of have to give people opportunities to show you who they are and not just try and find that information or draw conclusions by yourself. And a part of that is opening up to people. How can you build trust with somebody if you are never giving them an opportunity to actually support you? You never tell them anything that's going on in your life. You never open up to them. Whenever they ask you how you're doing, you're always just saying, yeah, I'm good, thanks. Even if it's someone you're in a relationship with, like I've had so many friends, they were really kind of hiding sides of themselves from their partner because they were like, oh, I don't want to scare this person away, or I don't really know how they're going to react, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But then they were also saying that they didn't trust that person. And it was just like, okay, well, how can you develop or build trust if you are not really being vulnerable? You're not being your full self with this person so that they can see who you are and they can show you who they are. So be vulnerable, give them an opportunity to see you for who you really are, and let their reaction to that be the judge of their character. So another thing I'll say finally is give yourself breaks between negative experiences before starting something new. So many of us try to replace a friend that you maybe lost with another friend, or you have a negative relationship, whatever the case may be, you just try to replace that person with someone else, and you don't really give yourself much time in between. So naturally, that's why a lot of people, I think, have trust issues, because you are going from bad experience to bad experience to bad experience, or you're going from bad experience to good experience, but you're going to bring those feelings from that bad experience into that good experience because it's so close together that you haven't really given yourself time to heal or even think or process any of the emotions that you felt. You haven't really given yourself time to think about, hey, like, what am I doing differently this time? What were some things that you didn't look out for? What were some ways that you contributed to the situation? I just want to end this episode by saying that I think one of the best ways to overcome trust issues is by asking yourself, where are they even coming from? So often we have these different feelings in our minds that we run with, but we don't really ask ourselves, where are these emotions coming from? It's so much easier to blame them on the other person and to say, okay, I have trust issues because this person did this. This person is this way. But at the end of the day, a lot of our trust issues come from ourselves or come from unresolved trauma or feelings from the past that we kind of have to address before we can really see the full fruit of these relationships. One thing that I kind of had to ask myself in different situations I've been in is, what would you need to trust this person? Like, if you're struggling to trust someone, it doesn't matter what the person's relationship is to you. Ask yourself, what do you need to trust them? What would you need to open yourself back up to this person? For example, some people are hard to trust because they're not transparent enough. They never share. They seem a bit secretive, and it might not be that they're actually secretive, but they're not sharing, right? So you're not able to trust them. Asking yourself, what is the specific thing about this person that is making them difficult to trust? Is it that they're lying to you? Is it that they've actually lied to you in the past? Or is it just that you suspect that they're lying because of certain behaviors that they're having? Or you suspect that they're lying because you've been lied to before? What is the reason that you feel those trust issues? And then if you can't even answer that, maybe the trust issues are coming from yourself. If there's nothing the person is doing to cause distrust, or if there's nothing actionable they can do to improve the trust, then it kind of leaves it up to you to either leave the relationship or friendship, or go and work on whatever issues you might be having by yourself. I had to kind of realize that a lot of those situations, when I asked myself that question, the reason I was having difficulty trusting that person is either because they weren't really transparent or they weren't really expressive enough. And then that was something that I could address to them. I think I'll end this episode by saying that people will reveal themselves with time. You don't really need to overanalyze every single thing, trying to find the answers, trying to piece together every single thing a person is doing in order to discover whether they're dependable, whether they are who they say they are or not. And if you spend so much time doing that, you're not really experiencing a relationship or a friendship fully. Because at the end of the day, if you trust yourself, if you're locked in with yourself, you are going to be able to spot things a lot quicker. Almost all the time when I've struggled with trust issues, it's been because of a feeling that I actually had about myself. It's been because of projection. It's been because of putting, you know, another person's behavior on a new person, making them responsible. That's not something that you can continue to do if you want to have healthy interpersonal relationships, point blank, period. Trust is earned, and you have to give people the opportunity to earn your trust. So not really starting a relationship or starting a friendship off with such a closed off behavior, with such a closed off attitude that you're not really allowing them to witness you and to be vulnerable with you and for you to be vulnerable with them in order for you to get to know them to the point that you could even trust them. So I will say that I feel like trust comes with vulnerability. You know, you have to be willing to give that person small chances, especially at the beginning, to show you who they are. You know, start off by sharing a bit of information, invite them to, you know, hang around your friends and to witness a different side of you. Like, do these different things in order to establish trust and to give them a chance to be a part of your life and show you who they are. And when there's certain instances where you're feeling trust issues, challenge them. Figure out where they're coming from. Are they coming from you or are they coming from them? What's the behavior that you're having an issue with? And if you're having an issue with certain behavior that that person's doing, communicate that. Ask yourself, what would it take for me to trust this person? What is the reason that I'm not trusting them? And if you can't think of actual examples, then take some time to look at yourself and think that maybe these trust issues are coming from your own feelings and your own negative experiences. So I think that's a good place to conclude the episode. I hope that this episode really resonated with you, especially if you are somebody who deals with trust issues. I mean, all we can really do is try and work on ourselves. Naturally, there's going to be certain things that you struggle with, especially in interpersonal relationships. But hopefully this episode was able to give you something to think about when it comes to how you can improve or how you can overcome your trust issues. So with that being said, as always, feel free to let me know what you thought about this episode. I really appreciate when people engage with me and let me know what thoughts this episode has brought about for you. Thank you for listening to this episode. Until next time, sincerely, Jada.